Okay, what's the number one reason you should try Instacart? Shopping over 1.5 million unique products from over 1,000 retailers and get everything delivered right to your door in as fast as 1 hour, all in one app. So you can spend more time with the ones who matter most. Visit instacart.com to get free delivery on your first three orders. Offer valid for a limited time. $10 minimum per order. Additional terms apply.
Walk the dogs, school drop-off, meetings from 10 to 3, take kids to soccer, then no time left for a jog.
When everyone else is relying on you, it's easy to put your needs last. BetterHelp connects you with a licensed therapist online, so you can show up for yourself the way you do for others. Visit betterhelp.com/positive to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp.com/positive.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It's the JR Sport Brief show here on CBS Sports Radio. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. And I'm happy that you're here. I really am. You can't tell how happy I am because you can't see me, but I'm thrilled. You should see my face right now. But listen to my voice. I'm going to be here with you for the next 3 hours. Thank you so much to super producer and host Dave Shepard holding it down north of me in New York City. And thank you to everybody listening all over North America on the free Odyssey app, CBSSportsRadio.com. You could be tuned in on your local CBS Sports Radio affiliate. I don't care if you're in Minneapolis or Wichita or San Diego, Dallas. What's up, Dallas? What's up, Houston? You could be listening in the Bay or L.A. right now. Or maybe you're listening or watching the game. I have no idea. Golden State Warriors and the Lakers are, they're going at it. Golden State trying to stay alive. Score right now, 56-54. Golden State is 4 minutes left in the first half. To the surprise of no one, Anthony Davis has 15, or maybe it is a surprise. LeBron has 17. Schroeder has 11. Russell, I don't know what the hell's going on with D'Angelo Russell. Sometimes he just doesn't exist. He has 2 points. And then meanwhile, for the Warriors, Draymond Green is their leading scorer. 14 points. Wiggins has 13. Curry only has 9. Klay Thompson has 3. And everybody's favorite punching bag, Jordan Poole, he's played 10 minutes, which he played last game. Jordan Poole is 3 of 6. It's 50% shooting. He has 6 points. We'll keep you up to date on that game as it continues on. If you don't know this by now, I'm here every single weeknight starting at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 Pacific. If you missed us last hour, you probably know, or maybe you don't. I'll fill you in. The New York Knicks. They did something that the Warriors are trying to do. The Knicks avoided elimination tonight, beating the Miami Heat at home 112-103. And so we talked about the Knicks. I gave you some updates on some coaching vacancies in the NBA. J.J. Redick interviewed for the Toronto Raptors job. Yes, Duke, ESPN, Orlando Magic, J.J. Redick. I don't think he'll get the job. Unless Toronto is starting from scratch. I also told you that the current assistant for the Golden State Warriors, Kenny Atkinson, he actually will be interviewing with the Milwaukee Bucks as well for their coaching vacancy now that Coach Budenholzer has basically been given the boot. And so we got a whole lot more show in front of us, as I do every Wednesday night. I'm going to give you a top six list an hour from now. And the top six is going to be around the NFL offseason. Why? Because in about 12, 15 hours from now, the NFL is going to release its full schedule. And so we'll know every game and the schedule from here on out. But the NFL has already started to leak a few things, and I'll share that with you just in a few minutes. And so we'll get into the NFL schedule. I want to talk about some other things that came down the pipe. Bob Huggins was punished, if you want to call it a punishment. I'll fill you in. And then Coach K, we know he's retired. He's no longer coaching Duke, but he's found a job in the NBA, not as a coach, but as an advisor. We'll talk about that as well. here, I want to get you to the New York Knicks before we talk about the NFL schedule. I told you the Knicks won 112 to 103, and they will go down to Miami on Friday. The Knicks force a game six. They hope to force a game seven on Sunday back in New York City, Madison Square Garden. And Jalen Brunson had to play out of his mind. He played all 48 minutes. He scored 38 points. He was 4 of 10 from deep. The smallest dude on the court had 9 rebounds, also came down, or dished out, I should say, 7 assists. His head coach, Tom Thibodeau, he said, oh, man, Jalen Brunson, he earned it tonight. He owned him.
Well, what could you say about the guy? He's just incredible, you know, all-around player, great leader, great toughness, mental toughness, physical toughness, ability to think on his feet, ability to lead.
Yeah, well, let's see if they can do it again down in Miami on Friday. The Heat started off hot, pardon the pun, of the Knicks, then kind of turned the tide. At one point, they led by 19. The Miami Heat chipped away, and the Knicks were able to hold them off. And I'm sure Jalen Brunson is getting a nice massage right now, or he might be on his way to bed right now. The Knicks are going to be down in Miami on Friday. And that's going to actually move me over into some of the news about the NFL schedule release. Because Jalen Brunson had to play every single minute tonight. And it feels like the NFL is trying to squeeze every single drop out of their product. And why not? The idea is to make money, right? I mean, on a year-to-year rolling basis, the NFL is approaching approximately $20 billion in revenue. We know that the NFL basically dominates sports here. It is the prominent sport here in the United States of America. It pretty much commands the entire country in a different way than some other, some more than others. The NFL impacts life here in this country. Sundays in America are dominated by the NFL. Whether you're watching the games, whether it's planning your time to go to the supermarket, whether it's a church schedule, Sunday in the fall going into the winter belongs to the NFL, and you are affected by it whether you watch the game or you do not. And the NFL has continued to just dominate the entire calendar year, whether it's the lead up to the draft, whether it happens to be the NFL Combine, or whether it happens to be tomorrow, Thursday, when the NFL will go out and release its schedule. And even that, the schedule release comes in drips and drabs. So today, we've learned a few things before the full schedule is released tomorrow. Here's some quick updates. The NFL is going to hold 5 international games next season, later this year. 3 of those games are going to take place in London. We have the Jags playing the Falcons and the Bills, and then we have the Ravens playing the Titans. And I assume that the Ravens will smash the Titans. The NFL has 2 games that will take place in Frankfurt, Germany. We have the Dolphins and the Chiefs. Let's see if Tua Tagovailoa will be available to get on the plane. And then you get the Colts and the Patriots. Maybe Anthony Richardson will be playing football by then. Maybe he'll be the starter. I have no idea. And so those are your international games taking place in Europe. 2 things of note here. The Jacksonville Jaguars are going to be the first team to play 2 damn games in London, and they're going to play them back-to-back. And so we might as well move the Jacksonville Jaguars overseas and just leave them there. Well, maybe not. They're actually a decent team now. A few years ago, we could have just sent the Jaguars to Australia and dropped them off. But I digress. Those are your international games. A few other things to take note of. The NFL is going to have its first ever Black Friday game on Amazon Prime. Why? If you can just make sense of things, there's going to be a lot of people shopping on Amazon the day after Thanksgiving. Tons. And so the New York Jets are going to host the Miami Dolphins. You're going to have a lot of people who will already be on Amazon, and they will get pushed Aaron Rodgers and I guess Tua or Tyreek Hill sit down and watch this game in New Jersey. It's going to be the first ever Black Friday game, the NFL trying to take advantage of all of the eyeballs that will be shopping on Amazon. We got another Christmas triple header. We only know one game. As of right now, the Eagles will take on the Giants, a nice NFC East matchup. And then on New Year's Eve, we know that the Bengals will be taking on the Chiefs out in Arrowhead. And that game, which I believe will be the final game of the day on New Year's Eve, which will be a Sunday this year, that game is going to take place at 4:25 Eastern time. And so the NFL kind of pushing out its schedule. Thursday night, the opener will be in Kansas City. We don't know who the Chiefs will play. You know, will it be the Bills, the Bengals? Or are we going to get a Super Bowl matchup? Who knows? I have no idea. We also know the Christmas triple header will be back. The NFL is pretty much snatching that day away from the NBA. And teams also now can be given two Thursday night games. And so the NFL is just saying, hey, here's more football. And so we're going to have games on Friday. We're going to have games on Saturday. We're going to have games on Sunday, on Monday, on Thursday. Welcome to the NFL, where they're just trying to dominate the entire calendar. They're trying to dominate everything. But let me ask you this. Obviously, with all of the money involved, fantasy sports, legitimate gambling, people putting money in cash down, and how many yards is Tyreek Hill going to have? You going to go over or under 100? You know, well, what is Aaron Rodgers going to do? There are going to be people who are invested and look at the NFL strictly as an opportunity to gamble. Let me ask you this. Is this too much football? Is this too much NFL? Have we now deviated way too much from Sunday and Monday? Now we got Sunday and Monday. We got Thursday. We got the start of Friday with Black Friday. We know late in the season we're going to get Saturday games. We know on Monday we're going to get even more doubleheaders. Is this too much football? Like, Mark Cuban said this about 10 years ago. And Mark Cuban got smacked verbally for saying it. He said the NFL, he says they're probably biting off more than they can chew. He says this, if you can supply programming that has such huge demand on more nights, why wouldn't you? And he said, Mark Cuban, the answer is simple. No one wants to do the same thing every night, no matter what it is. And that can apply to quite a few things. Do you want to eat the same thing every night? Probably not. I think you can apply this to some other things. If you are an adult and you can participate in adult activities, do you want to do it the same way every night? The answer is probably no. I think everybody wants a little bit of a variety here. And so, am I personally going to get sick of the NFL? Probably not. I don't care. I talk about sports for a living. Whether the game is on Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, I don't care. But are you going to care? I mean, when we had, unfortunately, when we went through the pandemic, the NFL had to schedule games in the middle of the week. I'm watching Tuesday and Wednesday NFL games in empty stadiums, and it felt like a novelty. But realistically, we know sooner than later, the NFL is going to expand to 18 games. The NFL is going to move on and probably give us at some point a Wednesday night game. Why would the NFL stop there? Maybe into the future in 5 years or so, they're going to say, here's a Tuesday night game. Isn't that a little too much? Sitting down for 3 hours and going through the season, doesn't it kind of take off what has been a tradition? Should the NFL kind of keep things the way that they are? We had enough players complaining when they extended from 16 to 17 games. One thing that nobody complained about, well, some guys did. They said, I wanted more money. They're making more money anyway. And so the NFL, getting ready to release his schedule tomorrow, giving us the first ever Black Friday game. The NFL encroaching on the NBA by providing you with a triple header. The NBA was like, hey, Christmas is the unofficial start of our season. The NFL said, you can go ahead and kick rocks. And the NFL having more games overseas. Do you agree with Mark Cuban? Is the NFL doing too much? Is this too much of a good thing? There's something special about setting aside a Sunday and watching games. Well, the NFL said, screw Sunday and Monday. We about to take over the whole week. How do you feel about that? Would you be just as invested in every game? Or is the NFL going a little too far and making or maybe forcing you to eat too much of a good thing? Everything gets boring after a long time, right? Every day. Hey, Shep, would you eat the same thing every day if you had a choice every day?
No.
And nobody wants to. The NFL might make you. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. The NFL is about to release its schedule. Are they doing a little too much? Should they kind of cut back? Let me know your thoughts on the other side. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Hi, JR. Pleasure to speak to you. You know, I just recently discovered your show a few weeks ago, and just got to tell you that you've got a very easy listening style.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
The NFL is going to release its schedule tomorrow, Thursday, and then you can start buying tickets. You can arrange travel plans. You can mark dates on the calendar. You can do a whole lot. You can figure out the days that you absolutely want to be left alone from your family, or maybe you want them to participate with you in the game. But the NFL has kind of shared a few things about the calendar. We have the first ever Black Friday game with the Jets and Dolphins on Amazon Prime Video, strategically placed there because everybody will be shopping on Amazon the day after Thanksgiving. And then we have three Christmas games, the Eagles and the Giants. Two other games have yet to be announced. We have five international games. The Jaguars are going to play in two of them. Falcons and Bills will take on the Jags. The Ravens will go out to London as well to take on the Titans. Dolphins and Chiefs in Germany. So will be the Colts and the Patriots. The Bengals and Chiefs play on New Year's Eve. So just a few of the games that were released, and we'll get the whole schedule tomorrow. And the NFL is just like, here's more football, guys. At one point, it was just, here's Sunday. And then years and years and decades ago, we got Monday. And then we got Thursday. And then we have Saturday. Now we have Black Friday. And now we have Christmas. And one day, we're going to have 18 games. And would anybody be surprised if the NFL said, here's Tuesday and Wednesday as well? Doesn't matter to me. I talk about sports. And if I didn't, you know what? I probably wouldn't be sitting around on Tuesday unless I was absolutely bored going, damn, I just watched a game on Sunday all day. I watched a game on Monday night. Man, I can't wait to watch another game on Tuesday. Look, when the NFL first started Thursday nights, weren't the games garbage? Aren't we going to start diluting the product if we got to move more games around? Let's be real. Every Sunday, we know every game is not good. Like, whatever happened to prime time on Sunday? And sure, you can flex games. But and then we get the Monday. Some of these primetime games suck. Yeah, we can't guarantee anything. You could put two good teams out there and get a crap game. You could put two bad teams out there and get a good one. You never know. But Mark Cuban made a point 10 years ago. The NFL should probably stop while it's ahead because they're going to be serving too much of a good thing. And like anything, if you eat it every day, you'll get tired of it. I agree with Mark Cuban, but we know why this is all taking place. It has to do with money. That's it. NFL wants to make more money. They want people to gamble on the games. They want people to show up. They don't care. It can't be too much of a good thing. I think the NFL, just relax, please. Stick to an occasional Friday game, Black Friday. We don't need even more games, okay? Just slow down. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. By the way, the Golden State Warriors lead the Lakers at halftime 70-59. Myron is calling from Wyoming. You're on CBS Sports Radio. Hey, Myron, you're live on the radio. I guess Myron was abducted by aliens. Richard is calling from Knoxville, Tennessee. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, how are you?
Excellent, Richard. Go ahead.
I live in Knoxville, Tennessee, and I grew up and was born and raised in Nashville. The Tennessee Titans organization is getting ready to build a new stadium because they want to have a Super Bowl in Nashville, which, you know, is okay with me, but the taxpayers are going to wind up putting a bill for it.
Okay.
To answer your question and to talk to you about, I'm 58 years old, and I'm old enough to remember back when the Minnesota Vikings used to play in that outdoor stadium in the freezing cold.
Okay. Do you believe that the NFL has given us too many games, Richard?
What's that?
Do you believe the NFL is expanding too much with the schedule?
Oh, God, yes.
Wow.
I think I remember, and I could be wrong, and you might have to correct me on this, but back in the 1990s or early 2000s, didn't the NFL already have NFL Europe?
Yes, yes, they did have NFL Europe. I'm not specifically referring
to Richard.
Richard, yes, the NFL Europe flopped. It sucked. We got a couple of games out of Kurt Warner and some offensive linemen. If you think about hold on, Richard. Thank you for calling from Knoxville. If you think about the whole schedule, it's not about expanding strictly into Europe. It's about whether or not on a week-to-week, day-to-day basis, is the NFL putting on too many damn games? That's it. 855-212-4CBS. Brandon is here from Chicago. Go ahead, Brandon.
Hi. In most cases, when you saturate the market, you'll see a decline in interest. But when you have the sports book, like you said earlier, I mean, people are willing to lose their money every single day of the week. And that's pretty much all I got. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you, Brandon, for calling from Chicago. No, that's true. But is that a good thing for the NFL? Isn't the NFL special? Isn't the idea to run games on Sunday and give you an exclusive later on in the week? It started off as Monday. Now we got Thursday. Now at the end of the year, we got Saturday. And so something is no longer special in the same way if it's occurring all the damn time. I mean, we have one Christmas, 365 days in a year. We got one Christmas. We got one 4th of July. We got multiple holidays, but everything is special. It's not getting fed to you every day. Myron is back from Wyoming. I guess the aliens dropped him off. Either that or he took his phone off of mute. You're on CBS Sports Radio. Go ahead, Myron.
First of all, JR, great show. I love your show. It gives me something to listen to when I'm working at night. I do think that if they start playing games every day of the week, it's going to be too much radio or too much, sorry, NFL. On Sunday, it's like a family tradition. We sit down as a family. We get to watch the games. We get to enjoy it. If they start adding it every single day, it's going to take the meaning out of it. It's going to take the moments that, like, the special moments of getting the family together and sitting down and watching the games. Really, that's about all I got to say. I hope they don't do that.
Are you going to watch, though, if the NFL – I mean, look at all the games that they're going to have this year. There's going to be a Black Friday game. The end of the year, we're going to get Saturday. You got a million games for the NBA on Christmas. Now you got three games again from the NFL. Are you still going to watch?
I'm going to probably still watch on Sunday and probably Friday night if they have a Friday night game. But will I watch it all the other days of the week? Probably not. It's hard to get the families together to have time to sit down and watch it. So with that being said, I probably won't, unfortunately.
Okay. Well, thank you, Myra, for calling from Wyoming. Appreciate you checking out the show while you're getting that money at night. Yeah, so as of right now, for Friday, the NFL only, at least publicly, has released that Black Friday game. That's going to take place in the afternoon, 3 p.m. Eastern time. That's going to be the New York Jets hosting the Miami Dolphins. But you can bet your ass it's probably just the start. Carol is calling from New Orleans. You're on CBS Sports Radio. Shout out to my folks listening on WWL. What's up, Carol?
Roger, Dad. How you doing, young man? I hope everything's going well with you.
I'm very well, and you?
I'm doing all right. So here's the long story short. I think that the amount of games that they have right now, they're forecasting for this coming football season, is just right. Yeah, they need to have a Black Friday game, and they need to have Christmas games, because the bottom line is, I hate to say it, but America is addicted to the NFL. The long story short, as long as they got a game going on, there's somebody's hometown that's going to be rooting and shooting and tooting. Bottom line is, I think the NFL is making a good strategy as in terms of public relations, giving everyone an opportunity to see what their best teams are going to do and moving forward for the next Super Bowl. So my opinion is, I think they're right. They're just right.
Okay. Well, thank you, Kyle, for calling from New Orleans. I hear that. I love football. I don't want to watch every game every night, though. Eldon is here from Lubbock. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Eldon?
How's it going today, man? Hope everything's going good for you.
It is.
Yeah, I'm with you, man. Even if I got to eat steak every night, I'd be tired of it. You know, there's something to be said about having Taco Tuesday, not Taco Monday, Wednesday, Thursday. You know?
Right.
You remember a few years ago, whenever they started the Thursday night, it was like the last half of the season. And then to get on to Friday nights, it's all right maybe for one. But you remember Mike Leach, like about 15 years ago, he said, hey, man, Friday's for Friday Night Lights.
Yeah.
It's for these high school kids, man. Let everybody have their day in the sun.
Well. And, It was initially set up that the NFL would allow even college to occupy that Saturday. We know when we get later in the season, the NFL kind of is put on games on Saturday. We know eventually we're going to get 18 games in the season. And so the NFL is not going to slow down. They're not. Hey, Eldon, I appreciate you, man.
Yes, sir. I was just going to say one last thing real quick. See, and then, like, the Wednesday nights and Thursday, that's when you get the opportunity to watch the WAC conferences and some HBCUs that have some football that they're like, these are the only days we can get anybody to really watch our product.
Right.
And so I feel like they're going to be taken away from some of them young men. But you have a great night, man. I listen to you every day on the ride to work, baby.
Thank you so much. Shout-outs to my man Eldon out in Lubbock, Texas. What's up to everybody in Lubbock? Yeah, the NFL, as of right now, they are not dropping us games on Tuesday and Wednesday. But I personally feel at some point in time, it could be 5 years, it could be 10 years down the line, it's going to happen. The NFL is going to say, here's more games, watch them, and make us more money. Because as Carol said from New Orleans, folks are going to show up and do it. They're going to tailgate. They're going to gamble. Now, I don't know about the television distributors. And maybe some of them get mad and we're moving into streaming. Here's the facts. If I'm NBC and I'm already paying for the rights for games and Amazon comes through and says, hey, we'll pay for more games. They already got Thursday and we'll pay for games on Wednesday. Then it's competitive for the NFL. But the fact is, you're starting to, I don't know, I want to say water down. Every game on a weekly slate can't be a primetime matchup, let's be real. Does the NFL have enough good games to say, well, we just going to spread it out besides Sunday night, Monday night, Thursday night? Like, we running out of good games here. Let's keep in mind, not all the teams are good. They're not. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. I'll get some more of your calls on the other side of the break. In about 30 minutes, I'm going to give you a top six list. We're going to look at some of the biggest moves that have taken place this NFL offseason.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
God bless, wish you well, and all the best, JR, because you really are my favorite sports DJ on the air.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. At the top of the hour, I'm going to give you a new top six list. We're going to look at some of the biggest moves so far here in the NFL offseason. We know we're going to get the schedule released tomorrow. I'm taking your calls as to whether or not the NFL is expanding. Well, they are. We got a Black Friday game. We know that we have the Saturday games late in the season now. And how long is it before the NFL just says, hey, here's some games every day of the week? And Mark Cuban foreshadowed this about 10 years ago. He said there's going to come a point in time where the NFL gets greedy and they start to force NFL down your throat every single day. We're not there yet, but I do believe at some point that that's coming. We've seen the season expand 16 to 17. It'll probably go to 18. We'll probably get more games during the week. We'll probably get more Friday. God knows what will take place. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Oh, by the way, someone who can't get enough of what he does, I guess it's Mike Krzyzewski, Coach K. He can't get enough of basketball. He is joining the NBA, not as a coach, but as a special advisor to basketball operations. So Coach K still getting them checks just by talking about basketball. I guess good for him. At least we don't have to see him on the sidelines. 855-212-4CBS. Sway is calling from North Carolina. Go ahead, Sway.
Hey, how you doing, JR? So as far as the NFL, I think at this point, them expanding isn't a bad thing. I think they should do it as much as they could or can while they can. It kind of reminds me of Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, where before they had so many golf courses that it just became inundated with golf courses. It was a good thing, then it kind of blew up on itself. Until that point comes, probably, you know, 20 years, who knows when it'll come. I think it's a good thing what the NFL is doing.
Okay. Thank you, Sway, for calling from North Carolina. Sam is here from Chicago. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Yeah, hey, JR. I think two things. One, you mentioned the NBA. I think back to the 90s, right? I'm 46. I remember in the 90s, right, there was, I think, two Christmas Day games at NBC. Now I think there's five. So to me, I think that's too many, five Christmas Day games. On the NFL, I was talking to your producer. What I think about is the announcing crew, right? Like, to me, there was something special about, oh, it's Monday night, it's Al Michaels, it's Chris Collinsworth. You haven't games every night of the week. You know, that you got the CBS C team, B team. I'm curious about how you think announcing. To me, that's a big part of it. Like, oh, this is a special game. Keith Jackson.
It can. So. You're asking a wrong dude on that one because a lot of the announcers I don't particularly, like, care about. I don't care. It doesn't matter to me. I'd rather watch the game myself. And unless there's information that I can't hear or see or need explaining, I really don't care. But I understand your point.
Yeah.
From a production standpoint, I do think there are a lot of talents that would be available. I think that's lower on the totem pole for people to address. But I understand it does add to the production on a game-to-game basis. Bill is calling from Green Bay. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, Jared. Hey.
Go ahead, Bill.
I agree with a lot of the people about that the NFL is getting too saturated. Thursday night games last year, bottom four crap. You know, you talked about that. Where I was going to go with that is now they're going to flex games and stuff, and it ain't fair to teams like they used to be where you get a proper, you know, like a week's rest from Sunday to Sunday. Some teams got to get right back on a plane, fly over to another place, and they only get 3-4 days rest. That ain't fair.
Yeah. The other element, too,
and it, the playoffs, you know?
it's not just the players. We've heard from John Mara, who co-owns the New York Giants. He's talked about the potential of flexing games later in the season to say, how is that even fair to the fans? Like, if you have picked or selected a Sunday afternoon game, and this is the only time that you can go with your family, and this takes place in November, and then poof, all of a sudden, because it's going to be a good game, and the implications are even huger now, or larger, we're going to flex this game over to Thursday. Well, you, your mom, your dad, your cousin, your father-in-law, this big family excursion that you had for Sunday, you can't do it on Thursday because there's school, because there's work, because somebody has a doctor's appointment, or maybe somebody came in out of town and they're gone already. John Mara said, what about the fans actually showing up in the stadiums? And Roger Goodell correctly, as a businessman, he said, listen, we got more people watching the games all over the country than the 50, 60, 70, 80, 90,000 people who are going to the stadium. It's all about the numbers now, isn't it? Ronald is here from Lubbock. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Yes, sir. How you doing, JR? Glad you had me on. And I just wanted to say, I think football should stay kind of traditional. You know, Friday night should be left for high school. Saturday should be left for college. You have your Sunday where you get to sit down and watch college football, professional football, and then you finish it up with a Monday. JR, teaching coach here in Lubbock, Texas, teach economics, and we talk about supply and demand. And, you know, when you get too much supply, the demand is going to go down. Yeah, you'll have your casual fan, your Saints fan, that are going to watch the Saints and the Carolina game on Thursday night, but who else is going to be watching that game? So I think you lose a little bit of interest from a lot of fans when you start adding too many games, you know, on too many days during the season.
Okay. Well, they're certainly testing it out now. Thank you, Ronald, for calling from Lubbock. Victor's here from Arkansas. Go ahead, Victor.
Hey, man. How's it going, JR?
Good.
Man, so I weigh in on this in two different ways. You know, like, I'm a Seahawks fan in Arkansas, so we don't have a pro team and all that. You know, so it's really kind of nice to have these extra games and all these things. But my one real question is about, why do the Jaguars get to do two London games?
Why do the Jaguars get to do two London games? I think it's because their owner, Shad Khan, openly embraces it. And I think it's been well established that the Jacksonville Jaguars, when he bought the team, they stunk. Mm. And if I can't fill up butts and seats at my own stadium, then I'm going to go overseas and do so. Is that going to change into the future as they've gotten better? Maybe, probably not. There's money to be gotten overseas. And I don't think you're going to lose the Jags fans, the ones that are in Florida.
No, I don't think so. Well, does that give them a bad advantage on the second game or a good advantage?
Well, I think if you have an opportunity to settle in, there's two things that could take place. You could settle in and enjoy your environment, or you could be like, I'm ready to go home. That's to be seen.
Right. Very good. Appreciate the call, Bob.
Appreciate you. No doubt. Bob is here from Maryland. You're on CBS Sports Radio. Bob, you must go quickly.
Yes, good evening, my friend. to tell you, I'm 86 years old. I've seen the good, the bad, and the ugly with the NFL. They're a bloodsuckers. That's all they are. As you mentioned, greed, and that's what they do. They don't give a damn about the fans because those games in Europe and in England and Germany should be played here. The people in this country pay for those damn home games, and they're sending them overseas.
Well, you can only pay. Well, hold on,
Bob. Hold on,
Bob. You can only pay for what is offered to you.
Oh, I understand that. Yeah. But don't you put your Americans first when they pay for cold cash for their tickets? They work damn hard to make those home games because it was the people that made the National Football League what it is today. They seem to forget that. If there wasn't fans, there's no game.
Yeah, but I think the NFL wants to take advantage of the billion of the billion. I think they want to take advantage of the billions and billions of other people on Earth because they're potential customers. I think that's
smart.
Well,
my country comes first, and it's people.
Well, I don't think the NFL has any problems here in America so far.
Well, that's their problem too, because I don't give a damn about them. They can go to hell as far as I'm concerned.
Okay, you okay, Bob? You all right?
I know I'm right.
No, no, I didn't ask you if you are right. I'm asking if you are all right.
Am I what?
Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm okay. I'm 87, going on 87.
Hey, Bob had a birthday?
Oh, yeah, and I tell you one thing.
What?
I learned baseball, my favorite sport, the easy way, because my father umpired for 52 years.
God bless
his soul. And his best friend was George Herman Babe Ruth.
Wow. Well, yeah, that's right, from Maryland. Wow, Bob, that's amazing. Bob. Hey, Bob, you like the Ravens, right?
I support the Ravens. They can go to hell, too, as far as I'm concerned.
Oh, because they're going to play. Because they're going to go play overseas.
When John Unitas left the Baltimore Colts and the way he left it because of that drunk Irsay, who sneaked out of town on 1984 in a snowstorm at 2 o'clock in the morning, and he hightailed it to Indianapolis.
Look at what I did.
That's the kind of man that drunk. I'd take that
okay.
back.
Okay, Bob, are you going to watch? Hey, Bob, I got one final question, and then I got to go to break. Are you going to watch the Ravens when they play the Titans in London?
I don't watch them at all. Baseball, football, any of it. I'm a grown man. I don't have to kiss anybody's ass.
That's right, Bob. He's a grown man. He doesn't have to kiss anybody's ass. Thank you, Bob, for calling from Maryland. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. I'm inspired. I ain't kissing no ass either. But I am going to give you a top six on the other side of the break. We're going to look at some of the biggest moves here in the NFL offseason. Don't move. Don't kiss no ass. CBS Sports Radio.
T-Mobile's network can help keep you connected to all your favorite podcasts when you're out and about. Whether you're an early bird looking to dive into a daily news podcast or a night owl who wants to catch up on the latest reality TV drama, T-Mobile will keep you connected on their strong and reliable network. T-Mobile covers more highway miles with 5G than anyone. So if you need great coverage, especially when you're on the go, check out T-Mobile. Find out more at T-Mobile.com/CY. That's SEEWHY.
Get some damn sleep. Go get a Serta, people. America's most recognized brand of mattress. American-made, Michigan-made, and always the highest quality. Check out the entire lineup of mattresses at over 150 retailers in the metro area. Closeouts, the iComfort series in the closeout event. Go to Serta.com to find a retailer near you. Buy today, get delivery within a week. No waiting around or sold-out nonsense. Get some rest. Get a Serta.
Your points are worth more than you think. This first-class flight to Tokyo, you can book it in your credit card portal for 1.4 million points. Yowzers. With PointMe, you could redeem just 120,000 points for that same flight. Now that's more like it. PointMe gets you 6 to 12 times the value for your points. Your credit card points are worth more than you think. PointMe. Better flights, fewer points.
Get started today at point.me. That's point.me.